Welcome to episode 397 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The earliest known complete list of the 27 books of the New Testament is found in a letter written by Athanasius, a 4th century bishop of Alexandria, dated to AD 367. The 27-book New Testament was formally canonized during the councils of Hippo in AD 393 and Carthage in AD 397 in North Africa. Pope Innocent I ratified the same canon in AD 405. Whether any official church council certified lists at earlier dates has been the subject of some debate, but the books of the New Testament have been accepted and settled as canonical for most of the time that the church has been established in the period following Roman persecution. The New Testament includes stories, historical accounts, genealogy, poetry, allegories, letters, and so much more.
Today's top 10 list.
10 quick facts about the structure of the New Testament.
Number 1.
The New Testament was originally written in Greek. Today, the Bible is available in different languages. However, the New Testament books were originally written in Greek, more specifically Koine Greek. This form of Greek was the language of the Eastern Mediterranean from the conquest of Alexander the Great until the Byzantine Greek Empire. The New Testament books were written in Greek because their authors wanted to reach a broad Gentile audience. Instead of writing only in Aramaic or Hebrew, they decided to spread God's word to more than just the Jews. It might seem that when originally written, most of the books of the New Testament were written for specific audiences. Paul wrote specific letters to specific churches, even naming specific people in these letters. Even the four Gospels were written for different audiences. The Gospel of Matthew for the Jews, Mark for the Romans, Luke for the Greeks, and John for the growing church. Each author selected some events that would resonate with their target audience. Hence, it explains why some events and the focus differs between the Gospel accounts. However, it was not the intention of either the epistles or the Gospels to be exclusive to any of these particular audiences. For example, we know that Paul wanted at least one of his letters read elsewhere. He says in Colossians 4 verse 16, "And when this letter has been read among you, have it also read in the church of the Laodiceans." So the very least we can say is, even though this epistle had peculiar relevance to the church at Colossae, Paul thought the letter would be useful in another place. That is a good pointer that Paul didn't think of his letters as useful only in one place or time. And this is not just limited to Paul. The book of James starts, "James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion." This likely refers to Christians all over the Roman Empire in all kinds of situations. 1 Peter begins like this, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiled of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia." These places listed by Peter are far-flung and diverse.
Number 2.
The longest book in the New Testament is the Book of Acts. The only historical book in the New Testament, the Acts of the Apostles, focuses on the life of the Apostles and the early church. It is also known as the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the Apostles. The Book of Acts is said to have been written by the Apostle Luke.
Number 3.
Shortest book in the New Testament is 3 John. 3 John is the shortest chapter not only in the New Testament, but also in the whole Bible. It only comprises one chapter with 15 verses. Although you might argue why this ends up as the shortest book and not 2 John, there's a simple answer. It is the second shortest book in the Bible with one chapter too, but with 13 verses. However, 3 John has 219 words, while 2 John has 245. Therefore, it makes 3 John the shortest New Testament book. Got some math for you today.
Number 4.
The longest chapter in the New Testament is Luke 1. Though it isn't the longest book of the New Testament, the book of Luke has the longest chapter. Luke 1 has 80 verses. It describes the events and predictions of what and who is to come leading up to the birth of Jesus.
Number 5.
Shortest chapter in the New Testament is Revelation 15. Revelation 15 only has 8 verses. It is the preface to the final series of judgments that come on the earth during the Great Tribulation.
Number 6.
The shortest verse in the New Testament also happens to be the shortest verse in the entire Bible, and that is John 11, verse 35. It is the shortest verse in the Bible because it consists of only 2 words: Jesus wept. These 2 words describe the incredible nature of God and the ministry of Jesus Christ. This moment speaks to his humanity and his ability to sympathize with our pain and suffering. What is the longest verse in the New Testament? That's debatable because of different versions of the Bible, but Revelation 20, verse 4 is a good candidate.
Number 7.
The word grace appears 128 times in the New Testament. This word appears 4 more times than it was used in the Old Testament, where it appears 32 times. The coming of Jesus in the New Testament gives a more significant meaning for this word.
Number 8.
The New Testament completed the Old Testament. The New Testament can stand alone, even without the Old Testament, but the latter cannot. It is not complete without the New Testament. The prophecies that are mentioned in the Old Testament would have fulfilled later on in the New Testament, especially about the coming of the Messiah. As we know, the New Testament completed the prophecies of the Old Testament. These prophecies about Jesus went beyond the mathematical probability of coincidence. Examples of these are the place of birth, virgin birth, time of birth, and the exact lineage of Jesus Christ. It also includes events such as the rejection by leaders, mode of death, and bearing the sins of mankind. Additionally, the resurrection and even the establishment of a new covenant was fulfilled.
Number 9.
The New Testament books are not arranged chronologically. The books are arranged in a more logical narrative order. The Gospels tell the life of Jesus and his teachings. The book of Acts details the work of Jesus' followers in propagating the Christian faith. And the epistles teach about the meaning and implications of faith. Meanwhile, the book of Revelation gives prophecies about future events and the culmination of the divine purpose. It took approximately 1,500 years for the Bible to be written. There was a 400-year gap between when the last book of the Bible, Malachi, was written and the time period to which the first book of the New Testament, Matthew, refers. Additionally, even though Matthew is the first book in the New Testament, the Epistle of James is believed to come first in the order of the New Testament. James wrote the book at around 44 to 49 AD, while the book of Matthew was written around AD 66 to 73.
Number 10.
There are only 7 or 8 writers for all of the New Testament books. While there are 40 accredited writers in the Bible, there are only 8 writers who wrote the New Testament books. Matthew, John, Mark, Luke, and John, as we know, wrote the 4 Gospels. Luke also wrote the book of Acts. Paul is responsible for the Pauline letters. Peter and John also took part in writing the New Testament, while James, the brother of Jesus, wrote the book of James, and Jude, the brother of James, wrote the book of Jude. Although ascribed to the Apostle Paul, there is no consensus about the authorship of the book of Hebrews. Father, we thank you for the gift of the New Testament, through which we learn more about Jesus and the plan of salvation. Help us to meditate daily on the truths contained therein. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.